When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by APW, Murray Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, Purdy Insurance, Lackawanna College, Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Tony's Custom Tailor Shop, W&L Subaru, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Sunbury Motor Company, Carpet Man, Glick Incorporated, McCreary HVAC, Northumberland Hearing Center. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. A big thanks to the big guy, Santa Claus, for the warming up the crowd. We are right after it here at the Lockoff Gymnasium. We are in the second bout of the evening right now. CJ Keener, a sophomore for the Braves, taking on freshman Ben Miller. And Keener has Miller on his back yet again. He had him on his back for pretty much the whole first period. We started off at 132. Isaac McGregor for the Braves, a sophomore, came out. Nice lateral drop on Cody Fagard of Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel's Fagard was able to fight his way off of his back for most of the first period, but 130 in the first period, time of the fall for McGregor. The Braves lead 6-0 coming in. The Braves with a record of 1-1 coming off a big win against Lewisburg on Friday. They were on fire. That fire continues here this evening. Mount Carmel with a record of 4-2. And C.J. Keener, who had a fall on Friday, puts Miller over on his back again. Keener up top has a half Nelson on, working on the left arm. And he pins Benny Miller. 3:01 of the second period. Keener puts the Braves out on top by the score of 12-0. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
All right, trying to get caught up here. 145. And it is Nick Koontz for the Braves, a junior at 1-2, freshman Zach Reed. Reed is, let me go back here and check. Zach Reed, senior at 3-2. Alrighty. So, Mount Carmel does not have a lot of wrestlers. They move them around a lot, though. And right now, we've got Reed with a nice Russian on the arm of Koontz. Koontz clears it. Back to their feet, neutral. Reed, nice deep double leg shot. Koontz square, sits him down, comes up under the arm. Oh! Reed with a takedown, looking for more, and he'll get it. Referee Jamie Miller counting out near fall points, now holding three. Koontz bridging, comes to his stomach, 3-point near fall and a 5-0 lead for Zach Reed. Reed from behind, bar arm on the right side. Reed riding tough with that bar. Koontz not able to get up off the mat. That is the end of the second period. The score 5-0 in favor of Zach Reed of Mount Carmel. junior high action here just a little bit earlier. 41-40, the Braves picking up the win over the Mount Carmel Junior High. It's the last dual meet of the season for Shikellamy. They will wrestle in the Conestoga tournament down in the Lancaster area between Christmas and New Year's. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Reed from Mount Carmel on top. Right away laces a leg in on the left side of Shikellamy's Nick Kuntz. Kuntz clears it, sits. Reed follows. Reed puts Kuntz into a cradle, rolls him over, and going to collect some more near fall points. He's got the cradle in pretty tight. Referee down looking. Got him in a very unusual position. And if anything, it's helping Kuntz not get pinned. Reed's got to adjust and get out from under the right shoulder of Nick Kuntz. He's got that cradle locked in tightly. Kuntz unable to break it, and he pins him. 3 minutes and 11 seconds of the second period. Zach Reed with the fall. That'll make the score 12-6 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
All right, and we are back. Zach Reed was originally supposed to wrestle 152, but it's Ian Higgins who wrestled Connor Wetzel for the Braves, a senior at 3-2. Higgins, junior at 0-2. Braves leading here 12-6. Nothing but falls here. Wetzel right after Higgins. Barrow rolls him to the mat. Tries to put him on his back. Higgins able to roll through to his stomach. 2-point takedown for Wetzel as they go off the edge of the mat. Connor Wetzel, I think I said he was a senior. He's only a freshman. Pretty good-looking freshman for the Braves. Three and two record. I'll tell you what, this kid has wrestled some of the toughest kids in the state already. He wrestled Error from Montgomery. Right now, having his way with Higgins. Getting out to the left side, trying to put Higgins over onto his back. Working hard. Yeah, he's wrestled Connor Harrer of Montgomery, Pearson Manville of State College, and Caden Wagner of Lewisburg, all wrestlers ranked in the state. So Mr. Wetzel has not ducked anybody, and right now he's got Higgins on his back, and he pins him. 1 minute and 56 seconds of the first period. The Braves now with an 18-6 lead. We are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back. Caleb Yoder for the Braves. Right away, gets a takedown, looking for the far side cradle. And checking to see who it is for Mount Carmel. I believe it's Caden Hine. But right now it doesn't matter because Yoder has him on his back with that cradle. Referee down looking. Yoder has everything up, pushing forward that he can, and he pins him. 59 seconds. Yoder with the fall. 24-6 the Braves lead. And we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK at WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
And we are back, 172 pounds, Colton Semko. And he will take on Caden Heim of Mount Carmel. Heim, let's see here, freshman at 5-4. And Colton Semko, senior at 3-3, currently ranked 21st in the state. And already with 2 takedowns. Takedown, left Heim up, took him down again, now rolls him over onto his back. Heim off the edge of the mat. Semko just laying inbounds, 2-point near fall as they roll through, and a 6-1 lead for Colton Semko. One thing that's been noticeable about Colton is he's been smaller than almost every one of his opponents. I asked him tonight, what's he weighing in at? He said 162. The weight is 172. He said because of the weigh-in plan, he's going to go down to 160 after the new year, but couldn't do it because of the way the rules are written as far as losing weight. Working from behind. Half Nelson right by Semko. Heavy on the wrist, comes back the opposite side. Hind bellies out. Wicked forearm into the back of the head by Semko. Crossface. Trying to double him into a far side cradle. Hind of just a freshman, but man, what a bulldog of a kid. He is strong. Now Semko, grapevine on the right leg, tries to pull, or excuse me, on the left leg, trying to pull the right arm over into a guillotine. It is the end of the first period of wrestling, 6-1. Semko with the lead over Caden Heim. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Semko will go down on the mat. He's set. Heim on top, and they're back underway. Semko up on all fours, pulls Heim over top, just throws him over onto the mat. 2-point reversal, 8-1 lead for the Braves senior. Slaps a half Nelson in on the right side. Wow. Heim just starfishes on the mat. Semko, a heck of a time getting him over. Takes a far wrist. Now adjusts and puts him over with a half Nelson. Referee counting out. Semko applies the pressure. A little bit high, needs to get back and get chest to chest, which he's working on doing while not losing the arm of Caden Heim, and a potentially dangerous stop in the action. 3-point near fall, 11-1 lead for Colton Semko. Stretched out the right arm of Hine. Going to get a little attention. Trainer Mike Elder across the mat to take a look at the Mount Carmel freshman. There's actually been some changes in the rules this year as far as injury time. It used to be all lumped into one, and now it's kind of broken out head and neck injuries where it's a separate amount of time kept. It's kind of difficult to explain because the rule as I read it is kind of confusing, but it's, you know, if there's an injury to the head or the neck that could affect the nervous system, it's completely separate from the normal injury time. We've not yet seen it happen, and I'm sure when it does, people that don't know the rule will complain, but that is definitely one of the new rules. We're back underway. And Semko, far arm right, trying to get that half Nelson in on the left side. Again, man, this Hine kid, he is strong. Semko steps out with the bar. Runs it, and he's got the double bar arm, and he's got Hine in a world of hurt. He's got the double bar arm, flattens out on the shoulder. Needs to walk through and set through with it, but Hine is so strong he can't hardly pull his arms through. Now gets through. Still having trouble sitting back in. He's got the double bar arm. Sits, looks at the referee. Hine able to keep his left shoulder up, so Semko going to go back and go to work with a reverse Nelson. That is the end of the second period. 3-point near fall and a 14-1 Colton Semko lead. And even though Caden Hine did not get pinned, I will guarantee you his arms hurt and are 3 to 4 inches longer. That is a tough thing to get out of. Choice in the third period goes to Hine. He does not want to go down on the mat, which is where you probably should go. So a little tap and go to a double, single, back to a double by Semko, right to his back. He's got enough for the technical fall, but he wants the fall. And he's got Hine on his back again. Posts the left arm on the mat. Comes back, trying to get up underneath, and reverse Nelson. This point really is trying to wear Caden Hine out. Now goes to a headlock. Comes across the face. Hine still keeping his right up arm posted and his shoulder up. Rolls through. And that is enough for the 3-point near fall. And a final score of 19-1. The technical fall in 4 minutes and 44 seconds, 29-6 the Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
And we are back. We've got Gage Wolf, Braves senior, 5-1. Liam Berry, junior at 0-1. And Wolf attacks Berry. Big drive takes him off the edge of the mat. Lateral drop by Wolf. Puts Berry right to his back. And he pins him in 25 seconds. ...35-6 the Braves lead. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back. 215 pounds. Andrew Bodiger, junior for the Braves. This is his first start. He will wrestle senior Damon Backus. Backus is 10-0, ranked 7th in the state in double A. And Backus with a real quick takedown on Bodiger. Trying to work a bar arm in on the left side. Now pulls the arm out, posts it on his back. Bars it. Pulls Bodiger to his back. He's got Bodiger on his back. Referee counting out near fall points, and he pins him. ...49 seconds of the first period. The time of the fall for Damon Backus, 35-12. The Braves lead the Red Tornadoes. We're back with the big guys right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
We are back at 285 pounds. Ryan Widener for the Red Tornadoes, a sophomore, 6-3, a regional honorable mention. The Braves will send Preston Sponarelli to the mat. Sponarelli, a sophomore, and some confusion at the scoring table. Sponarelli, as soon as his first match came out, didn't report over to the scoring table. They had to send him over there. And...
Now, today's contest, if you watch this event, please keep in this in mind.
Well, I don't know, but at any rate, it's going to be Sponarelli and Ryan Widener here at heavyweight.
And those who compete and officiate, take personal responsibility for keeping this event.
As soon as they figure out what's going on. Widener, a big kid.
Remember, it's sportsmanship.
Pretty impressive looking heavyweight here. Sponarelli a lot smaller, probably maybe 200 pounds, 210 pounds. Widener right in. Pancakes Sponarelli to his back, steps over. He's got Sponarelli in trouble. Sponarelli fighting, but not for long. That is the end of that bout. 17 seconds, the time of the fall for Widener, 35-18 in favor of the Braves. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
And we're back, 106 pounds. Les McCormick, a freshman for the Braves, keeps his undefeated season going with a forfeit. Now 2-0. He'll make the Braves a 41-18 leader. 1-13. This is going to be a dandy. Alex Reed, a sophomore, 4-2, regional 6th ranking. Chris Kabarchuk, a junior, 8-1. He is ranked 7th regionally. Now these are AAA and AA rankings. But just to give you an idea of the level of wrestling these two kids are capable of. Front headlock under the arm, drops to a single, does Alex Reed. Elevates the leg of Kabarchuk off the mat, picks Kabarchuk up, and a two-point takedown. So Reed, who came off a big win on Friday against Jace Gessner. Gessner ranked 6th in the state at the time. Reed pinned him. Alex Reed, tight waist, picks Kabarchuk up, puts him back to the mat, bar arm left. Trying to walk the bar arm into some points. He's got the bar left, far wrist. Kabarchuk rolls through. Reed now flattens Kabarchuk back to his stomach. Steps to the outside. He still has the bar arm on the left side. Not able to toss Kabarchuk over. They go off the edge of the mat. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Kabarchuk sits back in and Reed. Reed tight waist. Again with a bar arm. Mike Cease, who was a state finalist for the Braves back in the 90s, late 90s, I believe it was. Maybe now early 2000s. Working out with the Braves. He was here tonight. Got very little chance to talk to him. He had a lot of people to press some flesh with. Interested in talking to him about working out with Alex Reed. That's the end of the first period. 2-0 lead for Shikellamy's Alex Reed. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Reed in the bottom, he's set. And we're back underway. Kabarchuk gets high really quick. Reed dumps him. And now with a beautiful fireman's carry. Takes him right to his back. Not able to hold him there. And Kabarchuk steps across underneath with some loose hips. And we are at 5-2. So Reed off the bottom. Three-point move, escaping then a takedown. Now needs to get away from Chris Kabarchuk. Kabarchuk riding tight hips, tight waist, up under the arm. Reed stands, posts the hands, 1 point escape, Alex Reed. And right back in on the legs of Kabarchuk. Nice double, picks him up and puts him right to his back. Kabarchuk fights to his side. No near fall points. Kabarchuk able to get off before that 2 second count by Rocky Miller. No, Reed, double grapevine. What do we got? We got, I guess he said he was a little rough there. He was pretty rough. I'm gonna give Kabarchuk a point. Coach Bryce Town gonna question that. There's Mikey Cease giving his workout buddy some tips. 8-3. No restart. Referee's down position. Kabarchuk stands. Reed drops to the leg. picks him up, drops him back to the mat. Kolbarczyk grabs a leg on Reed. Reed going to roll him through to his shoulders anyway. Gets very high. Now Kolbarczyk turning in underneath, has the leg. Reed, three-quarter Nelson on the right side. Stretches Kolbarczyk out. Kolbarczyk has the right leg of Alex Reed. That is the end of a very exciting period. Wow. 8-3. Alex Reed with a lead over Chris Kolbarczyk. Boy, that was a lot of fun to watch. Let's see what they do this period. Going to start in their feet. Kolbarczyk looks for a leg. Reed sprawls. Gets a headlock. Front headlock. Up under the arm. Tries a knee pull. Headlocks. Kolbarczyk tries to roll him through. Reed settles him. And going to get some near fall points this time. Kolbarczyk tried to counter by throwing Reed. Reed sacked his weight up. Got the two and now the three and leads 13-3. Barham on the left side. Down heavy on the head of Kolbarczyk. Leaves the bar arm go. Grapevines the right leg. Kolbarczyk comes to his knees. Again, a very strong wrestler. Reed having his way with him, but can't do much with him because of his strength. Now puts a half Nelson in on the left side. Steps out, puts Kolbarczyk over onto his back. Kolbarczyk snap roll through, comes out front just about neutral. 35 seconds to go. Circles to the rear, 2-point reversal for Kolbarczyk. 13-5 in favor of Alex Reed. Now Kolbarczyk bails as he gets high. Reed with a leg, comes out from between, splits the legs, Kolbarczyk around the waist. Reed pops his head, 2-point reversal, and oh, had Kolbarczyk over for a second. Oh, he got him, got two. And that is the end of the match, and wow. 15-5, I would say Alex Reed mauled Chris Kolbarczyk. What a match. Major decision, 45-18 in favor of the Braves. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 is right around the corner, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
All right, let's see who we got here. It's Blaze Souter for the Braves. Brady Wolkowski is his opponent. They said Mount Carmel, not a whole lot of wrestlers, but boy, they never keep the same lineup. Wolkowski is a 6-5 freshman. All right, this is 126. At 120, Kylie Price, a senior for the Braves, came out and received a forfeit. So the Braves now lead 51-18. Meanwhile, Wolkowski with a nice duck under gets a 2-point takedown on Souter. So Wolkowski with the lead. Souter presses to his knees. Wolkowski from the left side. And they go off the edge of the mat. Souter sprints back to the middle. Switch attempt by Sauter. Wolkowski catches him as he comes high to his knees, and Wolkowski puts him on his back. 3-point near fall for Wolkowski as Sauter rolls through. 5-0 lead for Brady Wolkowski. Wolkowski working left side. Seconds to go. Sauter comes to his knees while Koski breaks him back down. Half Nelson left by Wolkowski. And a 5-0 lead at the end of one for Brady Wolkowski over Shikalimi's Blaze Sauter. This is the first time the Braves have wrestled Mount Carmel, and I'm going to guess maybe 20 years. At least it's been a while. They used to be on the dual meet schedule. And actually, one of my old teammates, Bucky McCollum, was a coach over there for a number of years. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Sauter on the bottom. He stands. Wolkowski around the waist, puts him back to the mat. Sauter trying to isolate the hands, stands, turns. Wolkowski picks him up, puts him back to his back. Sauter fights to his side and to his stomach. 2-point near fall for Wolkowski. He leads 7-0. Now, something else that's returned to the Lockoff Gymnasium, cheerleaders. Missing for a number of years. Good to see the girls back here to root on the girls and the guys. Braves with a couple of young ladies on the team this year. Kylie Price receiving the forfeit tonight. Gabby Bradigan, who's wrestled for the last several years. She was in the lineup on Friday. Wolkowski. Well, not really going for the fall, but Sauter can't get away from him. And now with a one-on-one, tries to get him over. 30 seconds. Not a whole lot of action going on as they work along the far side. Far side cradle locked in, loses it by Wolkowski. That's the way it's going to end. 7-0 lead for Brady Wolkowski over Shikalimi's Blaze Sauter. And if you would like to continue following wrestling tomorrow night, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation launching a new effort this year with the Seals Grove Seals on the SBC Sports Channel. Actually, it'll be the SBC Sports 2 on YouTube. I will head down to Seals Grove, and along with Spencer Myers, we will bring you the match between the Seals and the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. The Seals having to cancel their match last night because of the flu. Luckily, not COVID, as I'm told by their coach. Just the plain old flu running through their lineup, and they would have been without, I think, 7 wrestlers. They will be wrestling tomorrow night against the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. And we'll be there with our cameras blazing. Meanwhile, Wolkowski. Yeah, I'm going to say that wasn't stalemate, that was stalling. Wolkowski riding parallel. Happy to ride the wrists of Blaze Sauter. The referee calls a stalemate. Wolkowski says, now we're going to go neutral. Let Sauter up. So the score now is 7-1 in favor of Wolkowski. Sauter on the attack, heavy on the head. And they go off the edge of the mat. Again, Satter on the attack. Looks for a leg. Wolkowski ties up, reshot, dumps Satter to the mat. 2-point peg down, 9-1 lead for Wolkowski. The edge of the mat they go, back into the center. Satter tries to stand, Wolkowski tight waist, breaks him back down. Again, flattens him out, riding the wrist. Satter not able to press to his base, and Wolkowski happy to wrestle, laces down on the wrist. That is the end of the match. This is the final score, 9-1. A major decision win for Brady Wolkowski over Shiklemy's Blaze Satter. That makes the final score, Shiklemy 51 and Mount Carmel 22. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070. WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Make your holidays more peaceful this year with knowing your family is traveling safely in a Subaru from WNL while you make a difference in your community during the Subaru Share the Love event.
When you get in a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of 1 of 5 charities, and WNL will personally match this donation.
Plus, right now we have interest rates as low as 1.9% on select new 2022 Subaru models, including the all-new Outback and Forester Wilderness Editions and 3rd Row Ascent Onyx Editions.
See us today off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 1-3-22. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
And we are back in the lockup gymnasium, 51-22. The Braves beat the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes, improve to 2-1 in the season. Mount Carmel drops to 4-3. Familiar voice beside me here, Mike Egan.
Hi, Steve.
Head coach for a number of years and now back at Matt's side helping. Lots of old guys over there, aren't there?
Yeah, it's great to see.
I see Wade Fatul over there. I see Mikey Cease over there.
Yeah.
And you're bringing back the big dogs, huh?
Really good atmosphere right now.
Absolutely, it is. I'll tell you what, the Braves left this place smoldering on Friday, still smoldering tonight. They came in here on fire ready to wrestle, didn't they?
Yeah, the kids have really been working hard in the room, and it shows. You know, it shows out here on match night. And a couple home matches in a row now, the kids really, really performed. Actually, every dual meet, I thought they wrestled really well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Even in the loss of State College, because I know State College got back on that bus and said, what the heck happened?
Absolutely. And the first night after the King of the Mountain tournament, they were tied for first or second place. So State College is a solid team. They got some real good wrestlers, and we were right with them. Actually, you know, one match goes the other way, we might beat them.
Yep, absolutely. 132, we start off at Isaac McGregor. And this kid, Where'd you get him from? He's something. Comes out here against Cody Fagard. A couple of sophomores, I'll tell you what, interchangeable as far as the physical ability. These two look like they could have been brothers. I mean, they were both built, both strong. But, man, McGregor just ate them up.
Yeah, I think they both cut weight well. They're both in the weight room. They look like they're at their correct weight. Both of them really physically fit. I'll tell you one thing about Isaac is he wrestles hard. You know, no matter what he does out there, he's going to give it 100%. And, he did it again tonight, caught Cody on his back and was able to get the fall for us.
138-pound C.J. Keener. He had a big match on Friday, comes back in, right back at it, gets you another fall.
Yeah, you know, CJ's probably, you know, possibly the hardest worker in the room. I mean, you know, from every sprint, you know, to warm-ups to, you know, to wrestling live, the kid just works hard. And, you know, he's reaping the benefits right now. He comes out here, works hard in our dual meets and live action, and did a real nice job tonight getting the fall for us as well.
Yeah, one thing I noticed with Keener, he and when we get down, I'll remember who the other one was. Man, they sprint right back to the middle, don't they?
Yeah. Love really it. Good shape for early in the season. And, yep. And, you know, it just comes from hard work, you know, in the wrestling room.
145 pounds, Nick Kuntz. Tough draw against Zach Reed. Reed, one of the better wrestlers in the Mount Carmel lineup, and Reed gets the best of him in the second period.
Yeah, you know, I thought Kuntz was going to be in that match, quite honestly. Just reaction time, you know, I think is the biggest thing we got to work on with Nick. You know, when a guy takes a shot or does something on top, we just got to react that, you know, split second, you know, sooner, and it'll keep him out of trouble. But, you know, Nick, you know, probably the first time he's really been in the lineup full time. I know he had some matches varsity last year. So it's still, you know, a learning curve for him, and I think he'll get it if he continues to work hard.
152 pounds, Connor Wetzel, a freshman. What, you couldn't find him a state-ranked wrestler to wrestle tonight or what?
Yeah, he had a break tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, luck of the draw. Connor's been really pulling, you know, some tough draws, but battling. You know, he goes out there and battles. Tonight he had the opportunity to wrestle someone, you know, a couple years older than him. I see he's there as a junior, you know, Connor being a freshman. But Connor really took it to him, got the first score, then went to work on top and got the fall. So a great win for Connor.
Be careful what you see on my spreadsheet here, because it may have who I thought they were going to wrestle and not necessarily.
Okay.
It didn't change it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, it's a challenge anymore. 160 pounds, Caleb Yoder. Man, his kid has become hammer time after taking some whoopings in his early years and does it again.
Yeah, I think a lot of wrestling is believing in yourself. And I think right now Caleb believes in himself, and he's really liking the crossface cradle. You know, 2-3 matches, I think, in a row, he's been locking that on and getting some big wins for us there. So great job for Caleb.
Well, you know, I teased him a couple years ago because he always had a really great claw ride. He could ride anybody mm-hmm. for a whole period with that, but he wasn't getting any near-fall points. And
right.
I said, have somebody teach you at Turk.
Yeah.
Well, I see somebody taught him a far side cradle, and that's just as good.
Yeah.
And he's, what, now... three falls, I think, the last three. Yeah, he's got three falls.
Yep.
172 pounds, Colton Semko. You know, I talked to him tonight. I said, boy, you're looking small. How much are you weighing in? He says 162. Not a big kid, but, boy, I'll tell you what, he was a big kid tonight. He came out against Caden Hine. Hine was a really strong kid. I mean,
yeah.
Colton threw everything he could at him and ended up with a tech fall.
Yeah. You know, going back to Caleb, though, and right on the Colton and Gage Wolf, they're all, you know, weighing in and planning on dropping that to that next weight class. Just with the weigh-in plans, this is what they have to do right now, almost wrestle up a weight class. So Colton's in the same boat. You know, the size kind of had a little bit of an impact, I think, in some of his matches this year, but not tonight. You know, Colton, man, his takedowns looked really sharp, his head outside shots, attacking the head on the way down, you know, going from takedowns or feet to back a couple times and getting back points, close to a fall, I don't know, probably three or four times. I'll give the Mount Carmel boy credit. He really fought and didn't want to get pinned, but Colton put up 19 points there, so 19-1 tech fall. He did a lot of work there in 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's another thing that we're really seeing a lot more of this year is from the feet to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Guys attacking the heads right away.
Yep.
And you're getting out ahead 4-5-0 in some cases.
Yep.
Which makes the rest of the match.
It sure does.
189 pounds, Gage Wolf. First of all, you got to remind Gage this is your workout. You got to go a little bit longer than 25 seconds.
Yeah.
And 25 seconds doesn't give me enough time to get out of a commercial.
Right.
So I can't talk about it.
We really didn't know much about a couple of these guys in upper weights. Sure, we knew Bacchus, you know, yeah. A returning state qualifier, and really, I think Gage wanted to wrestle him. I think we kind of wanted him to wrestle, but knowing Gage is really a 71-pounder, you know, weighing in just over 71, you know, going up to 215 is a pretty big step.
Yeah.
So we didn't take that option. Gage went out, wrestled a, you know, a lesser opponent there tonight, and you know, drove him out of bounds one time, and then came back and kind of just went upper body and got a nice throw, and ended up getting the fall in a short time.
Well, you got to tell him if he wants me to talk about him and his mother's going to want to hear about it, he's going to have to go 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right. 215 pounds. You mentioned Damon Backus, state place finisher. He's ranked seventh in the state currently against Andrew Bodiger. Poor Andrew went in there with his first match of the year against a real tough opponent.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, at Shikellamy, we certainly don't want to forfeit to anyone. We would have really liked to wrestle Gage there, like I said, but just wasn't, you know, we don't want to get someone hurt. But Andrew, you know, he was game. He wanted to wrestle. Just so happens that he was the best guy on the other team. And, you know, sometimes that happens. But Andrew, you know, I think he gave us a good effort.
285 pounds, you put Preston Sponarelli, another first-timer, a sophomore against Ryan Widener. Widener, a good-looking heavyweight.
Widener was real physical and aggressive, and you know, we got a young kid there, you know, sophomore Preston, first year guy, been in the room, you know, 3 weeks now. He's learning fast, you know. We didn't get to see it tonight, but he is learning. He's picking things up. He's doing real well, as all the guys are. Sometimes it's just hard to see when they're, you know, just outmatched, you know, on a given night.
106 pounds, Les McCormick. I understand you picked this kid off the soccer pitch. He's undefeated.
He is. He's 2-0 now. And I'll tell you what, you know, we got a couple young guys that just joined the team, and it's real exciting if they stick it out. You know, sure, it might be a tough year for them, but they're young. You know, they're going to be with the program hopefully for the next 4 years. And they're athletes. So, you know, they're going to learn fast, and I think they're going to pick it up, and they're going to really benefit our team.
That's something we'll talk about that later. I was going to ask you about that then.
Mm-hmm.
As well. 113 pounds, Alex Reed, Pinda State ranked kid on Friday, comes in against another tough kid, Chris Kalbarczyk, and, boy, just beats him. What an entertaining match.
Yeah,
Wasn't that great? That second period was probably the best period I've seen in a long time, but wow, what an entertaining match.
It had a little of everything. It had good technique. It had physical, you know, there was a physical part to it where the guys were really going at it. I think you saw a little aggressiveness and frustration at times. You know, there was a penalty point there. But all things that we like. You know, I think Alex is doing everything right. I think the one thing he's got to work on a little bit is not giving up reversals. You know, try to find a way to give him an escape instead of a reversal. In the last couple matches, I would say that's the only thing he's really, you know, needs to improve on.
Yeah, I was going to say, stay back and under the arms. He seems to get high.
He does.
Likes to do that a little bit too much. 120 pounds, Kylie Price. Got a match against Lewisburg on Friday. Got her in there tonight. She goes to one-on-one with a forfeit.
What do you say? We got a female wrestler, a couple of them on the team, one of them with a lot of experience, Kylie, that had none, you know, going back to last week. You know, she was in that match 2-2 going into the second period in front of her whole student body. Takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of her for that. Tonight she was ended up, you know, able to get the forfeit win for us. So, yeah, she's 1-1 in dual meet action.
Well, you know, I think it was 2 years ago Gabby Bradigan was on the team. And there was a tournament here, and between – Boldigo area and Central Mountain and Shikellamy, whoever, I think there were a total of nine young ladies that were that were here wrestling. But the one thing, first of all, they all knew each other.
Yeah.
And second of all, they all get together and they braid their hair. And I went over and I said, girls, I've watched wrestling for a long time. I'm learning something new here tonight. Ask them to braid my hair. They wouldn't do it. So, you know, I'm working on that. I get my hair braided. We finish up at 126 pounds, Blaise Souter and Brady Wolkowski. Wolkowski, a freshman, looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. You know, it was one of those matches where I think anyone could have won. It just so happened Blaze couldn't get on his offense like we wanted him to. He was really reaching heavy, you know, and actually giving another boy some setups. So, you know, a couple simple things we got to, you know, correct from his feet. And, you know, a lot of times if you get the first score, get that first takedown, you know, put yourself in good position to win. Well, for Blaze tonight, the other guy scored first, and then he spent too much time on bottom. You know, got wore out a little bit and fighting off the bottom. But Blaze is going to keep working hard. He's dedicated. Did miss a few days because of we had some students with quarantine situation. You know, we weren't actually sick, but sometimes we got to spend time out of school for certain reasons. But we're glad to have him back and working hard. And, yeah, we'll improve as a team.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you about, I was told after the assembly on Friday, you had two wrestlers come out.
Yep.
Two kids come out for wrestling.
So, we had Les, and he was real pumped up. You know, he got the forfeit there, pumping up the crowd a little bit. And one of the boys, Cole Lynch, I have actually talked to him since preseason and didn't want to pull the plug, wasn't ready. After the assembly, his dad, who's sitting over there on the bottom row right now, sent me a message saying he's got the itch again. He wants to wrestle, and he's wrestled for us through youth and maybe 1 year in junior high. But, again, a good athlete. He's a freshman. He's young. So if he sticks with it, we got him for 4 years. Going to really help the program. And another young man, Danny Hernandez, also came out for the team. So we got, three young guys, between 106 and 120. I think will really help us in the future.
Well, I know one of the game managers over here, John Steese, is the soccer coach. He was pretty proud of the fact that they were all his guys.
Yeah, hey. back in the day, when we were in school, there were a lot of athletes that were the two or three sport athletes. You see less and less of that today. It's guys specializing in one sport, and I guess for certain reasons that's the right thing to do, but personally I love seeing guys do more than one thing.
I do too.
It's great seeing, and as a coach, I'd love to see my wrestlers out there on a football field and going there Friday nights and cheering for them or running track. It's just it's one way to give back to the school. I think you should participate in something every season.
Absolutely, I agree with you. So that's great to have those guys out. 51-22, you're heading to the Conestoga tournament next week. That's a pretty
very tough tournament. I think both of our early season tournaments really show us what we need to work on because they are tough, and we'll probably take some losses, but I think we're going to win a lot of matches too. I hope we get some place winners. But those tournaments are the ones that get us ready for the end of the year, the districts, the regionals.
Yeah.
If you can get battle-tested, work through some of those tournaments, get some place winners, learn from our mistakes is the biggest thing. When we lose a match down there, what did we do wrong? What could we do better? And so far this year, we've done that.
Good. All right. 51-22, pretty good win over the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. We haven't seen them here for, 20 years, I think.
It's been a while. I don't know when the last time was, but... Yeah, anytime you get a win, it's a good win, and I'm just proud of the way the guys are wrestling with some fire and emotion and hustle. I think they're really giving us everything they have.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun. All right, good luck at Conestoga.
We'll see you
next year. Good tough schedule ahead for the Braves, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Shiklemy Coach Mike Egan talking about the match tonight here against the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes. So, again, from the Lockoff Gymnasium, where the final score was Shiklemy 51, Mount Carmel 22. The Braves improved to 2-1. Mount Carmel drops to 4-3. Well, we had a whole team up there in the Blue Hoos Steely Hoos working hard tonight. Tony Fino, Rick Erdman, and Mark Lawrence all doing a job for us. This is Steve Williams inviting you back next time when the Braves throw it down on the resume. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shiklemy Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury. We now join Fox Sports Radio, already in progress.